Small Biz Central. The brain. Way back in 1949, Scott Stolberg's father and uncle started AAEQ Manufacturers and Recyclers. The company provides leadership in the automotive manufacturing, remanufacturing, and recycling industries. Today, AAEQ is one of the leading suppliers of automotive engine, transmission, and internal parts cores, manufacturers of new, remanufactured, and reclaimed engine parts, and recyclers of scrapped metal. Joining us on the line from the headquarters in Las Vegas is Scott Stolberg. He's the president and CEO of AAEQ. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is a family business that was started way back in 1949. Curious, how did you originally get involved, and what was the most personally engaging thing about the business for you as you did come in?
Well, I got involved as a child. I mean, my brothers and I used to come to work with my dad on Saturdays,
wow,
and when on school breaks and stuff. And so I kind of grew up doing this. And after I completed my education, I went and got a job doing something else for a little while, and there really was only one thing I wanted to do, so I came to my dad one day and said, you know, I don't care if you can't pay me, I just want to go to work. And the rest is history, as they say.
Wow. AAEQ, it's a diversified business with three divisions, as I understand it. If you would, take us on a quick tour of the business.
Well, we started out in the engine and transmission core business, and that was our specialty for probably 35 years of our existence. And over time, we developed into some other areas. First was new engine parts manufacturing. There was items that our customers were asking for used that we either couldn't get or we couldn't get them good ones.
Yeah.
And we found places and ways to have some of this stuff remade at prices that made it competitive for our customers to be able to use. And then later on, we used our salvage expertise, our recycling expertise, and we now have a facility in Blue Island, Illinois, that processes end-of-life vehicles for export. And we have a full-service scrap metal operation here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I wanted to ask you about the scrap metal. I know that started up in 2004. You led the development of the project. Tell us about it. What prompted you to get into that segment?
We had a unique opportunity here in Las Vegas. Las Vegas has been the fastest-growing city in the nation for the last 20-something years, and there wasn't a great deal of competition in the market. We did have the contacts and the expertise because in the engine and transmission core business, we were always very large scrap generators. We had bought the property when we moved back in the early 90s, so we had the space, and said, you know, we've got the expertise, we've got the space, let's give it a go, and we've been very pleased with the result.
Of the three visions that AAEQ is involved in, Scott, is there one that's particularly more dominant or, say, profitable than the others?
You know, they're all equally profitable within a point or two, you know, at the end.
Yeah.
They each come with their own pluses and minuses. There's lots of fun stuff that goes on when you're working with people that are building performance engines, and so we have our new parts division, or when people are doing restoration projects and our guys are able to find them an original motor for a 1964 Chevrolet.
I love it. Yeah.
So the scrap metal business has been an exciting business to be in the last couple of years because of the worldwide demand for commodities.
Yeah, yeah.
So each of them comes with some fun, and that kind of helps even out the days.
Sure, I understand. It keeps it interesting, the full spectrum. What's the structure of the company in terms of the management and employees? How many folks are involved? I know you've got two facilities.
Well, we actually have three facilities. We have one here in Las Vegas. We have one in the city of Chicago, and also we have a third one in the Chicago suburb of Blue Island, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I run the company. Our top management group is made up of 10 individuals whose responsibilities are divided primarily by product line and location.
Yeah.
And we have total employment of about 100 people.
Wow. It's a nice-sized business.
It is a lot more than what I thought it was when I came to work.
Yeah.
For my dad, we had 6 employees, and I was the 7th.
Wow. So it has evolved over the years. I was going to ask, how has the business changed since you got involved?
Well, I think it's changed like all businesses. All business has changed over the years.
Yeah.
It's become a lot more technical. It's become a lot more fast-paced. And just the general hassles of business, you know, over the last 20 years, no matter what business you're in, have grown. But It's evolved. In our case, we've really had a good time of it. We run our business with a lot of character, and my brother and I spend a lot of time out on the floor and out in the yards, you know, looking and talking with our workers. And we're still a family business, even though we're 100 employees.
Yeah. Was it that much different in 49 from what the stories you've heard, let's say?
Well, you know, back then it was real simple. It was my dad and my uncle and a couple of trucks.
Right.
You know, and they had a couple of workers that helped them, you know, sort the parts.
Wow.
You know, I like to tell people that if I let my children do some of the things that my dad let me do when I was their age, I'd probably today go to jail for it.
Right.
But that's, you know, kind of how I got it in my blood.
Yep.
You know, our business, though, it in the evolution of our business, it's become a lot more professional, and people come into our facilities and they look around and they're just amazed at the organization of all the parts, because we carry well over 100,000 engine cores and engine core parts, and probably 30 to 40,000 transmission cores and transmission parts.
So there's quite an inventory involved with this particular business.
And it, you know, being a the salvage side of our business, being that it's not something that you manufacture, it's an inventory-based business. We have to spend a lot of time buying as opposed to selling.
Yeah, yeah. We're visiting with Scott J. Stolberg. He's the president and CEO of AAEQ, Manufacturers and Recyclers, the website aaeq.net. I was going to ask, has the movement towards recycling, this concept of building a more sustainable business, has it changed your methods, your approach, or are things pretty much the same? Give us a sense of that.
We have always been a green company before being a green company was, you know, so to say, in vogue.
That was my sense about it, simply by being in the remanufacturing business and recycling,
right,
isn't it?
And remanufacturing is one of the purest forms of recycling because not, the parts aren't, they don't even spend the energy to melt the old engine down and make a new engine. They simply remachine the existing castings, and the energy savings are huge.
Wow.
When you look at being a green business today, you have to look at, part of it comes down to your carbon footprint. And when you do recycling and you do remanufacturing, the amount of energy that is saved more is not only going to be good for our environment, but also is going to be good for our energy needs. I mean, we sit here and we talk about all the imported oil and the natural gas that's available and the coal and everything else, and if we're not using as much electricity, we're not going to be needing as much of that stuff.
Is it a competitive environment in your particular spaces that your AAEQ operates in?
It's always a competitive environment. On our new parts manufacturing side, you know, the automotive industry, nobody is allowed to make a reasonable profit, so to speak, sometimes. You know, I think it comes down from the big three where they just keep asking for price reductions.
Yep.
But that's okay. I mean, we found our niche, and our niche works well for us. All business is competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, and we like competition. Competition is a good thing. Competition keeps you working hard. Competition keeps you honest. And so we actually welcome competition. And in many segments of our business, we do business with our competitors. We're competitors, but not everybody can always have the best deal on everything.
That's right. That's a very realistic view. You know, we're sitting here in November of 2008. Actually, we're now in December of 2008. What's your take on the big three? How did they get into so much trouble, you know, briefly? I know this is a heated subject.
The big three have become like government, okay?
They
became too bureaucratic, and everybody, they started functioning almost like the government does, and it became impossible. They became bound up in not being able to make a decision. There's incredible amounts of waste that are just not really necessary.
Yeah.
I recently read an article that said, not unlike the U.S. steel industry, which went through bankruptcy in the early 80s, and came out much more leaner and much more efficient and profitable companies that today are still running and profitable, that it may not be such a bad idea for the big three.
Yeah. Yeah, understand. Scott Stolberg, thanks so much for lending your expertise, time, experience in small business to the program. Our guest has been Scott J. Stolberg. He's the president and CEO of AAEQ Manufacturers and Recyclers. That website, AAEQ.net. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.